clock. The clock has started. Roger.
Kenny.
Hey there, Kyle.
Hey.
Good morning. It's a Monday.
It is Monday, indeed. In fact, it's Monday. You want me to tone it down a little bit? Just ease us into the week?
Sure.
Okay.
There you go. Sorry, I couldn't tell if you turned it down or not.
No, No, that's where there's a nice pause in the morning. Hey, good morning. It's Monday, April 4th, 2016. Of course, as we always do...
Let's not assault our listeners early in the week.
We're streaming live right now over at goodstuff.fm/live because it is Monday around the 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh.
If you are on the East Coast right now and towards the north, you'll be getting a bit of a snowstorm.
And
I'm sure it is cold out there.
Are you really?
Yes.
How do you know this?
Because I watch the news when I wake up in the morning.
Oh.
I don't know what this voice is.
How was your weekend?
I had a busy weekend.
Oh, really?
But not busy like, oh, I'm tired of it. It's so busy. No, it was jam-packed full of fun times and good friends.
Okay.
I kept busy with good people. How about that?
Goodpeople.fm.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, how'd you keep busy? How far do we want to go into this? How deep does the rabbit hole go? Did you take the blue pill or the orange pill?
In fact, I took the orange one.
Okay.
It tasted like tangerines. Morpheus, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
And transported back to the Matrix, which was weird, but I knew everything. So what if Neo took both pills? like Morpheus goes, take the red pill and then take the blue pill. And Neo just goes, no, take both.
And he wakes up the next day just like, man, what did I do?
He doesn't. Yeah, but
he
stays where he wakes up. Yeah, he stays where he was, but then he also controls everything as the one. How about that?
Isn't that the ideal scenario? I mean, because then you wouldn't have to deal with everyone on the outside and sticking like that that extendo needle into your brain. You don't want that.
I thought you were talking about the contraption that Trinity uses on his belly button. Ha!
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't know.
In the back of the car, she has this machine.
That's right. Yeah.
It has to extract.
You know, it looks like it's from Portal. Like she grabs the Portal gun and puts it on his stomach. Spoilers, I guess, if you haven't seen it yet.
Hey, Kyle, come on. It's been 17 years. Wow, 17.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're old people.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, great. Good. My weekend was very slow. Not a whole lot went on.
Well, because you're waiting for opening day, which is today.
I am waiting for opening day. They did, though, in light of those weather conditions in upstate New York and the Delaware area, they had to cancel the opening day for the Yankees today.
Oh, too bad.
They'll try and play tomorrow. But I am, in fact, looking forward to the 11:10 start here on the West Coast for our own San Francisco Giants. So happy opening day, Kenny. Let's look at today's headlines and just get right into it as I delay this even further. Because why the heck not?
Thank you. are today's headlines.
Kyle, the Tesla Model 3 orders have surpassed $10 billion with a B.
What?
What? Yeah, Elon Musk tweeted that his company had received 276,000 orders for the Model 3 at the end of the day on Saturday, April 2nd. Earlier that day, Musk reported orders reaching 253,000 in the first 36 hours, which, when delivered, would mean more than $10 billion in revenue. I don't see how that... I don't really know the math, but that's crazy.
We don't do math here.
That's right. Musk has promised another update on Wednesday in 2 days. So our show on Wednesday will have an update, and he's going to share the first full week's order figures. While it would be difficult to predict on-demand curve for the Model 3, if this level of demand keeps up, we might be soon writing of 500,000 orders.
That's not bad. You know, me, myself, I've actually, because it comes out at the end of 2017, I have considered putting down $1,000 for this. I would end up at the end of the line, but hey, whatever.
You know what would happen, Kyle, is you'd be able to drive your Tesla Model 3 to the Episode 8 premiere.
That is a strange way of thinking about it. Is that what your calendar says these days?
That's all I carry that's myself as.
That is the only way to measure time.
Yes, Kyle. moving on. The Panama Papers break the internet with revelations of global corruption. Sure. A year-long investigation by global journalists has revealed how a shady network of rich and powerful world leaders use offshore tax havens to hide their vast wealth, launder money, dodge sanctions, and evade taxes despite legal requirements in place that should prevent exactly those things from occurring.
Here, hold on. Let me set the stage here, because this is very serious news.
Sure.
There we go. Go ahead.
The, quote, Panama Papers from Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca shine a light on the secret offshore holdings of the 128 politicians and public officials across the globe, including 12 current and former world leaders. I'm getting more into it. More growth.
Yeah.
2.6 terabytes, 11.5 million documents, and 214,000 shell companies. The Panama Papers are the biggest data leak which have ever been worked on with journalists.
All right.
Dealing in offshore business is not illegal, but the use of offshore tax havens by heads of state and top officials raises serious questions. All right, that's it.
Okay. So there's a there's a website here. That's what's playing the music right when you load it.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's really good.
I know, right? It outlines the seriousness of this very international leak of what you said, 2.6 terabytes of data. I guess it's something like 5 million different emails, 200,000 companies, stuff like that. So there's
Outshines the WikiLeaks, the Edward Snowden stuff. Right. This is just on a magnitude of another level.
Mm-hmm.
Of a document leak, and this is going to be a big deal for basically the whole year, I think.
And it's so much stuff. Like I said earlier, I was watching the news. They don't really know what to make of it yet. They know that it's some serious...
Oh, there's a lot to sift through, I'm sure. Yeah,
some banking stuff, some international, you know, government stuff. So, there, like you said, there is a lot to sift through. And we'll probably see a lot more of this throughout the year.
Yeah, and I wanted to cover it because it's almost like a barometer now. Like, you had the WikiLeaks, which was a certain amount of data. And then you had Snowden, who was a certain amount of data, and that was a big deal. And that was, back on the Snowden stuff. This is going to be the new barometer. This is going to be the new, well, look back on the Panama Papers and see how much stuff there was there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, moving on, Kyle. Prime Now same-day deliveries will reportedly integrate into Amazon.com in May. This marks a major change from the current setup for the delivery service, which is only available via a dedicated Prime Now mobile app, which I've tried, which is kind of garbage, actually.
The Prime Now app? It's weird. It's strange. It's hard to navigate.
and it's not anything like the Amazon.com app.
That is exactly true.
The news indicates that Amazon is likely happy with how the service has fared since its launch in December of 2014. At the time, Prime Now, which offers Amazon Prime members free 2-hour delivery and same day delivery. Wait, where was I?
$7.99 1-hour deliveries.
There you go. $7.99 1-hour delivery for certain items. That was only available in Manhattan when it launched in December of 2014. It has now expanded to 20 U.S. cities and a number of international markets, including cities in the U.K., as well as Tokyo and Milan, all in different areas of the world. Except when I read Tokyo and Milan, I thought, there's a Milan in Japan?
No.
That would have been pretty weird.
That would have been very strange.
It's a spicy sushi.
I like the idea, though, of melding this into the Amazon.com experience or even the Amazon app experience. But we'll see how this works.
I was going to say that I think their intention is to expand to even more cities in May, and then more people will want to use it right then and there.
More snapping. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, last one, Kyle. Blue Origin's reusable rocket nails its third landing.
Hiya! Speaking of Amazon.
Relaunching and relanding the same rocket is turning into a habit for Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origins team. This means $14.99 same day delivery. Their unmanned New Shepard rocket made its third suborbital trip Saturday morning before returning to Terra Firma without a hitch a short time later. Blue Origin CEO Bezos hit Twitter to announce the news of yet another successful round trip, describing his latest launch as, quote, flawless, and the booster landing as, quote, perfect. Nothing went wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you have to put quotes around that, but maybe it wasn't actually perfect.
That's why there's quotes. That's why there's quotes around flawless and perfect.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, this could give them same day delivery on the moon.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that fast. The crazy
it's not
thing.
Amazon Prime tomorrow, Kyle. It's Amazon Prime now.
It's Amazon Prime directive.
Yeah, there you go.
The thing is, with this whole Bezos and Blue Origin thing, this is the third time that he's landed this.
And no one cares.
Well, nobody, you're right. Nobody cares, but Musk can't seem to safely land his own rocket, and he's servicing the freaking International Space Station. So, come on.
Kyle, he's got to
hold his stuff to a higher level. He needs to be able to land that rocket. Maybe it's something about the girth of the Blue Origin rocket. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think that the Blue Origin has the capacity to, I mean, it's only a suborbital trip. It's not going far enough.
So you're saying that because it doesn't go so high, it's easier for you to catch it when it lands on the ground. It's like throwing a ball in the air. If you only throw it up a little bit,
then yeah, Bezos doesn't have a strong arm here, Kyle.
Yeah, that's true.
Musk's got a Schwarzenegger.
He's got a cannon. He's got a cannon.
Yeah.
Speaking of cannons,
throw the hot stinking cheddar.
Hmm. Are you done?
Speaking of hot stinking cheddar,
that's completely inaccurate and incorrect.
That's a rookie. That's a rookie of the year.
You
reference
don't,
everybody.
You don't have to say it. You don't have
I
to
do.
Say it. No,
I do. That movie's over 20 years old, Kyle.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if we want to tie in the whole opening day thing to a joke, that would be the
everything.
Way to do it. Yeah.
Everything.
To everything. Well, everything then in this episode, of course, is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics. And if you need it, podcast hosting. They actually serve more than 30 million requests per month, and it's probably growing. It's got to be growing because they've got networks and popular blogs, podcasting networks like ESN, Mule Radio, Unprofessional, The New Disruptors, Beautiful Pixels, Inessential, Matt Gazzam, The Brooks Review, 512 Pixels, and of course, our very own Good Stuff Broadcasting Network, all hosted over on FeedPress. Now here's what you're going to want to do. In order to support this show, and also show your support for the sponsorship opportunity that FeedPress has given us, so that they will host our files? You, as the listener, will go to feed.press/morningshow. You'll sign up. You'll put your name in there. You'll try it for 14 days without any contracts or any commitments. You don't even need a credit card. You just sign up and try it. But when you see how awesome it is, you're going to want to use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. That, in fact, will get you 10% off your first year. Morning Show inside of that little coupon code box. You know, I'm sure you do this, Kenny. You go into some Amazon-style shopping application, some website, and they show you that that promo code box. They're like, yeah, okay, put in a coupon. And you scour the internet. You say, where can I get a coupon that will give me, like, no cost shipping or 50% off?
Coupon.
Coupon. Coupon.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Gray coupon. Anyway, you don't need to search. You'll see that the little coupon box, and you'll put the words morning show, all one word, actually, just squished together. Just remove that little space in there. Morning show during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. A gigantic thank you to FeedPress for their support of this program. What do you think about that?
Ooh, I got some breaking news.
Tell me.
Alaska Air Group to acquire Virgin America, creating West Coast's premier carrier.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Alaska is buying
Virgin America.
Virgin Galactic. Is that what you said?
No, not Galactic. No, Virgin America. Deal combines two leading airlines known for outstanding customer service and low fares. Alaska Airlines expands its California presence while creating new opportunities for growth and competition. Expanded route network benefits customers with 1,200 daily departures. Transaction is expected to be I don't know what that word is.
Blah.
And it's let's see. Wow, it's supposed to increase annual revenues to more than $7 billion.
That is a lot. Wow.
Surprise, yeah. Peeps.
Company headquarters to remain in Seattle. And so, yeah, so that the face of, oh, geez. What's the PC word for Eskimo?
Wow.
Inuit. The Inuit man with the big parka face thing on the tail of the airplane.
Sure. Yeah.
That's going to now be taking over the Virgin airline.
So he'll just, like, he'll have a purple LED, like, around the inside of the parka, maybe.
Oh, that would be so cool.
It's like ground lights, but for your face.
Yeah. I didn't know that Alaska Airlines had any the 787 Dreamliners, but apparently it does, and it looks amazing.
Where are they going? Alaska? That just doesn't make any sense.
So I think now we've got Alaska Airlines is going to be the main competition for Southwest.
If they're expanding, if they're expanding that much and buying up different airlines that are limited to the West Coast, yeah, absolutely, I would consider it right next to Southwest.
All right, I just wanted to say that because it was on my feed and it was like breaking news.
Well, I've got some facts for you.
I want to hear some facts.
All right. 1/4 of all the bones in your body are located in your feet.
1/4 of all of my bones are
all
in my
of
feet?
Them. 1/4, yes. 1/4. If you had 4 quarters and you had a dollar, you take 3 of them and you put them in the rest of your body. You take
$3 now?
You have $1 still. You take 3 of the quarters.
$1.75?
You don't have $1.75. You have 3 quarters. You take 3 of the quarters and you put them in your mouth and you swallow them.
Hi, Mom. Hope you're still listening.
And then,
okay.
And then you take the 4th quarter and you put it
in your feet.
You put it in your feet.
I guess you'd have to break it in half and put half in left foot and half in the right foot.
Wait, you have 2 feet?
best question ever.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, the average car in Britain is parked 96% of the time.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Gas.
What a waste.
That is, it is a huge, huge amount of time. I mean, comparatively, you've got to think, how frequently is your car parked?
If you don't frequently?
Yes. If you don't commute to work, if you don't, I don't know, if you don't really go anywhere, it's pretty much parked 96% of the time.
Well, I wouldn't say 96%. I'm not going to try to do the math right now, but...
Well, let's see. And now, here comes my first world problems here. I have two cars.
Oh, boy.
And so one of them is actually parked nearly 100% of the time. And one of them is not, because I cannot drive two cars at once. Unless I take both of my feet, I take two quarters of all my bones and put them into both cars and then drive them separately.
No, Kyle, that's...
Do it.
1 foot is not a quarter of the bones. Both feet are a quarter of all the bones.
Maybe my feet.
You should live in Britain, Kyle.
I can still, but I can like, I can basically peel a banana with my feet.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Speaking of fruit, oranges and lemons, can he smell different due to chemically identical molecules that are mirror images of each other? So if you smell an orange, you're like, that smells like a left-handed lemon. You smell a lemon, it smells like a right-handed orange.
What the heck does right and left-handed anything have to do with
because
this?
Because they're mirrors. Chirality, Kenny.
So is that why orange and lemon never get paired in any sort of beverage?
Because you would have both the molecules and then they would annihilate each other. It's like matter and antimatter, oranges and lemons.
Well, I'm asking honestly, maybe the smell would cancel each other out.
No, they would not cancel each other out. They would build in equal and opposite ways.
Really?
I have no idea. No, I just made that up.
It sounded good though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I believed you for mm-hmm. a second.
So there you go. If you're thinking about orange, I don't know where limes would lie in between that. They're neither orange nor yellow, depending on the type of lime you get. But are they in between? Do they have no molecules? They are molecularly null.
Limey.
No, I'm blimey. Well, there you go. Those are your facts for the day, Kenny.
What? Get me pondering stuff mm-hmm. now.
You're welcome. Ooh.
I'm gonna put some oranges and lemons on my feet and then have a quarter in my hand.
Sounds like a great Monday. You would smell pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's my goal. Because mm-hmm. I smell really good because I'm not even driving my car. It's parked for 96% of the time.
That is right. Then we move on to the National Food Day. Are you ready to talk all about right. that?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what is it?
Today's national day is National Cordon Bleu Day. And Cordon Bleu. That one's a little intense. No,
but this is good. Cordon Bleu's good.
Yeah, so you have had one before then?
Yeah, I have.
Mm.
Very good.
I have not. Well, can you tell me the story of having a cordon bleu, which is it can be also a schnitzel cordon bleu. It's a dish of meat wrapped around cheese and then breaded and pan fried or deep fried, which sounds pretty good.
Whoa, deep fried. Have you ever had deep fried?
Deep fried cordon bleu.
Hmm.
So where'd you get it? What was it?
Our father made it.
What?
Yeah, he tried it out. With chicken.
What? I don't like that. That's what happens when I don't have my laundry done by my parents. There you go.
Anyway, Kyle, tell us more about cordon bleu.
The phrase cordon bleu means blue ribbon, when referring to the dish.
We're gonna get some angry emails.
Ah, hey, I'm French. Why you make fun of me?
I like that we have some 40-something-year-old.
That's right,
French guy listening. Who's really angry at how we pronounce our French word.
He's berating me.
Come on.
On Twitter.
Come on.
So it means blue ribbon. Yes, indeed. Another use of the phrase cordon bleu comes from a distinguished order of 16th century French knights who apparently wore blue sashes and were therefore popularly referred to as cordon bleus.
So we're eating knights?
We are. Knights of the old French public.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Knights of the old cordon bleu.
Do you think they were fried?
When they died?
The knights, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's more specifically, it is a thinly pounded piece of meat. I guess, did you have a chicken version? Chicken variety?
Yeah, I told you I was of the chicken variety.
It can also be stuffed with ham and cheese.
Oh, ham and cheese.
So you can put ham inside, not just cheese.
It was just cheese, though.
Cheese.
Come on. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong one.
Mm-mm.
You don't got the cheese. Mm-hmm. You don't got the cheese, Kyle, on the cheese day.
Mm-mm. You want me to, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me a little while to find it.
I took a drink of coffee there. Okay. I thought you were going to have the sound. And because you don't have the sound, then there's a bunch of dead air there that now we have to cut out.
Ah! Okay.
I'm never going to get it.
Nope, no. You're not. You never do. Common nope, never variations do. On the recipe include baking the chicken with cheese and ham inside of it instead of frying. You skip the whole breading portion, which I feel is pretty critical to the cordon bleu flavor and texture, I'm sure. I haven't had it. But
texture,
I'm
just, yes.
I'm thinking, you know, you want that crunch on the outside. It's like a chicken fried steak.
I'm not going to say cheese crunch. Inside. Just texture.
Have you ever had a chicken fried steak?
I have had chicken fried steak.
What do you think about the chicken fried steak?
Chicken fried steak from not a breakfast place is really good. From a breakfast place, watch out.
Now, when you say breakfast place, I assume you mean Denny's.
Or a diner.
Diner. Denny's, yeah. Diners, and death. The Guy Fieri story.
Guy Fieri's autobiography, Denny's, yeah. Diners, and Death. Actually, it would be more like Diners, Frosted Tips, and Death.
Oh, wow. I would love it. I would love that.
He's coming into the area in June. It's the Bacon Fest. They're having a bacon festival.
Okay.
At it's the Del Oso Farms, which is where they have the big corn maze, in one of like the biggest corn mazes in Northern America. Northern California is what I meant.
Well, North America too. I mean,
well, who knows?
It got absorbed by Alaska.
Sure. Yeah. But they're going to have a bacon festival there.
No, is that June. The Central Valley popular corn maze that I am thinking of in my brain right now?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. And they're doing it.
And Guy Fieri's face is on all of the billboards.
What?
Because it's like Bacon Fest with Guy Fieri.
Oh. OMG. I totally want to go.
Except everybody in the area probably calls him Guy Fieri.
Well, that's fine. That's
no, it's not his name.
His name is actually not any of those. So.
No, right.
You're.
I think it's a Guy Sweaty.
That is also not true. Now I'm thinking about falafel. Kenny, let's move on. Let's move on to a game of our favorite. That's right. Up, vote, down, vote. I didn't change that yet.
Why am I still in the bathroom?
Kenny, you doing okay? You all right? Oh, okay. Can you get up? keep trying.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm about to vomit.
Yeah. Kenny, what do you think about hiding our existence as a planet from extraterrestrials using lasers?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. There is apparently a paper. Someone actually wrote a scientific paper about shooting lasers into space. I guess similar to the way that we have been using the Kepler spacecraft to check for other extraterrestrial planets, but kind of using it on the extraterrestrials themselves. So if they're looking for us by the dip in the starlight as perceived by their own satellites, they could say, oh, hey, Earth is passing there in front of their own sun. There must be a planet there. And utilizing that satellite, they can tell whether we have nitrogen, oxygen, ozone. They can tell all of the elements in there. They can know whether or not there are living beings on that planet, presumably, you know, if they don't have a much better telescope, if they're like us, I guess. Now, instead, we as a human species can shoot a beam of light directly towards where they are trying to use their own satellite to perceive us and make it look like there is no dip in the starlight, basically meaning there is no planet there, or changing the composition of the planet to make it seem like there is nothing living there. So
see,
no oxygen.
I thought this was going to be something like we make a laser grid over the planet so that if anybody tries to come through, pew, pew. Yeah, if anybody tries to come through the grid of lasers, they get vaporized.
Mm.
This I don't like so much.
Pew.
Lasers.
Downvote
now.
Oh
no.
Okay. We got way too scientific, I think.
Okay.
Way too practical here.
You're right. Okay. All right.
What if, Kyle, what if aliens on other planets, or I should say extraterrestrials because it's the PC term.
I don't think we have to be politically correct about extraterrestrials. Oh, because you said aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we're building a wall, so it should be fine.
Lasers?
We're building a wall of lasers.
You know, that's actually something I could get behind for my own house, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a laser wall, laser gate.
It's a laser gate.
Okay. Okay, all right.
So you don't like this.
Brainwaves. Okay, I was going to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
What if all other inhabited planets are actually just like 400 years behind us in terms of technology?
All others are not welcome.
Like the other planets still have a Christopher Columbus discovering new areas of the planet.
Well, no, it wouldn't be Christopher Columbus. It would be.
It's like if you threw the name Christopher Columbus into a blender. That's what you would get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not a professional chef.
Well, you are a professional linguist, apparently.
Yes, I do speak extraterrestrial.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I just like the thought, thinking that the reason we haven't been contacted is because we're only that far ahead from everyone else. And we're so close to being in contact with other people or with other planets.
Mm.
But it's just so close and yet so far.
Right.
And then it's like the joke's on us.
So you think we're going to have to wait for a long time.
Well, that's the thing, is that we are the most intelligent.
Wow.
Right. We're in the lead. And so it's kind of our job to go out and visit other planets. But that's what we're waiting for. And we'll never get it because we're always that far ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Make the Earth great again. That's what we need to do.
Apparently, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So downvote from me.
All right. I will downvote as well. There's no reason that we need to be spending our time and effort on ways to hide us. They did, though, in fact, say that you could switch this around and broadcast an unnatural signature and say, hey, we're here. Hey, we're here. But of course,
that'd be fine.
People like Stephen Hawking have said, don't do it. So I don't know. I'm torn. I don't know whether or not this is valuable or if we're just supposed to sit and laugh. And da, say,
da, da, I'm torn.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. That's all I know.
Let me tell you something else.
This is how I feel.
Here's how I feel. An electric fork is
I'm
able
cold
to.
Cold and I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Lying naked on the floor.
Thank you. Who needs salt when we have electricity, Kenny?
What? I don't understand. I don't understand the connection.
What?
That's Kyle. That's like saying, no, I got nothing.
This is
why use pepper if you have
why use cereal? Two words when one will do. I don't have that one. I don't have that one anymore.
I still have edible grass over
it's
here.
Gone. Please don't eat that. Please do not eat that. Kenny, the proposition.
Oh, Easter was like 4 weeks ago.
The proposition of the electric flavoring fork was created by a researcher in Japan to make meals more palatable for people who need to stick to a low salt or no salt diet. Now, this
there's a lot of plosives in that one.
You're right. No salt, low salt. Actually, they didn't have any plosives. The prototype. You're welcome. The prototype fork developed here at the Rekimoto Lab at the University of Tokyo comprises a handle that houses a rechargeable battery and an electric circuit. Now, I guess the way it works is by electrifying your tongue and trying to create a salty flavor. Rather than just trying to deliver a sour and metallic taste, according to the people who put this together. So can you imagine, you don't salt your food at all, but you can dial up and down the amount of saltiness you like. If you love real salty things, you're trying to eat your cordon bleu, and you stick this electrified fork into your mouth, you could have a completely salt-free meal. But still taste the salt according to, you know, the amount of electricity that you're coursing through your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Would you even try that?
I would always be afraid of a malfunction. You know what I mean?
The
fork would go nuts.
Sure. Okay.
In my face.
But it's a small battery. It's a tiny.
Doesn't matter.
Tiny. It's like licking. If you want to, you could just lick a 9-volt maybe.
I've done that.
Have you done that?
I do that to test batteries.
Oh, how frequently do you do that?
Well, when I use 9 volts for mic packs that I use for work. Oh boy,
that explains a lot. That explains a lot.
I can't taste anything.
I didn't think so. And you still don't. Okay, so you. Curious now, because you've done that. You've kind of tasted this metallic and like jolting flavor. Surge, maybe. Surge, jolt, which one is it? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Surge.
Okay.
Great.
You lick that. You lick it. You kick it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get a salty taste.
Right.
So yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
Ooh.
Because I'd love to try it. But like I said... I would be very skeptical when I do it, and I would also be afraid that I'm gonna either misuse it or it's going to malfunction on my face, in my mouth. In fact, or what if there was an electric fork that instead of zapping your tongue to give you a certain taste, it cooks your food on the fork, like it heats up, so you never have a cold bite.
Okay, so it doesn't like cook it. It just warms it slightly.
Yeah, it's called the microwave fork.
I don't think you know. You would.
It puts those microwaves in your mouth, and then you have them in your body, and then you're dying.
It's like you grabbed a
branding iron.
Yeah, branding iron, or like a blacksmith who's trying to put together a fork. And it's just it's.
I don't think a blacksmith has ever made a fork.
Why not?
I don't think that, like they have their anvil and they put the piece of metal into bing, the furnace and bing, they.
Bing, pow, bing, bing.
Who wants a fork?
I like that you, your you're using the foley of my sriracha peas to use as the blacksmith pounding a piece of iron.
It's pretty much the same.
Okay. Yeah, I'll vote for me, though.
Both are red hot.
Haha.
Okay, I'm going to say vote for me, too. I just want to try it. I want all my utensils to have batteries in them. That's all. I want to have to recharge my utensils.
Of course. Everything has to be recharged.
Yes,
all
of course.
The time now.
Yep. Speaking of recharging in your room, maybe, and sleeping. No, that doesn't make sense. Kenny, here, you can turn your messy room, your incredibly messy room.
It is.
Oh, hold on. Oh, now I have hiccups. Oh. Hold on.
What happened?
I have hiccups.
All right.
What?
This is something called the Moosey. Moosey is a device that turns the objects around it into rhythmic melodies. So I'm gonna.
I feel like we've seen this before.
Yes, but we have not seen this. So it's sort of like an octagon here. Or wait, no, it's a hexagon. It's a hexagon. There's six sides. Okay. And as you move items closer and further away from it, it changes the tone. So I'm gonna play a couple of sounds here. So this is someone moving a block closer and closer to this hexagonal, I don't even know, camera apparatus, and is moving lights around the six sides of this, I guess, musical instrument, and playing a sequence of notes based on how far away things are from it.
Okay.
So they've, I guess, tied it into the ability to just see any object. The object itself doesn't have to have any sort of electronics in it. And so they put it in different parts of the room, just on two different shelves. And based on what is on the shelves and what is across the room, it is playing a sequence of notes in different note levels, I guess.
Sure.
What do you think?
I'm skeptical because I think that it could just be making all of it up. It's not actually determined on anything. That is just going, here's some random sequences. Boom.
So it's like one of the guys who's supposed to be, quote unquote, playing a concert, like playing a show, and they're up there turning one dial back and forth and back and forth and back and forth in between songs. And that's considered a show.
This is all show is what it is.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to downvote it because I'm not convinced.
Okay. Good call. I'm going to downvote it as well, simply because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of literally dialing it in that you can do with this. It's
right.
It's cool that wireless though. Yeah. No control. I mean, I guess it is a music instrument, but it's one of those strange artsy fartsy musical instruments. And if I wanted to use a fartsy musical instrument, you know exactly what I would choose.
Yeah.
Oh!
There we go. That's a little louder. Okay, that's nicer. Mm-hmm. Kenny, let's move on.
Woo!
Because we can. To the record of the day. All right, I think we can actually get three in this week. We're going to scour the internet looking for the world records that nobody cares about. Nobody. And we'll mention one today. And then on Friday, vote out of the three what we think is the best. So this one, Kenny, comes from Pavel Durdik. We've seen Mr. Pavel before.
This guy is great.
Yep. And this is the record for the number of times bending up and down with two eggs in your pocket and not breaking them. Bending up and down without breaking two eggs inside one's pockets. Bending up and down without breaking two eggs inside one's pockets.
Okay. As many times as you say it, I don't get it.
Okay. Let's pause right here.
Bend up. Okay. All right. Give me the skinny here, Kyle.
Are you going to watch the video or are you going
there it is.
You can
there
watch is. The video. You can watch the video. You can see Pavel in Slovakia bend up and down. He takes
Guy that said up or egg.
I don't know. I don't believe so. No.
People in Slovakia are just world record annihilators right now.
So
tell me what it was before. Tell me what the records were before and where we are now has done.
Sure, absolutely. So this started in 2011 with 10. So they went up, they put two eggs into their pockets and went up and down and up and down and up and down 10 times until the eggs broke. So 10 times. I guess 10 squats. Let's say squats maybe, huh? I think that makes more sense.
It's the bending over is like standing up and then touching your toes or going to touch your toes.
Okay. All right.
That's what the bending over is.
I love this image in the background. I don't know who that is. But they have a
school photo.
Yeah, they have like a portrait, a full body portrait.
It's probably Pavel. It's motivation.
It probably is. Yeah. This is what I used to look like.
This is what I used to look like.
I don't think that's a Slovakian accent, but
I don't know what Slovakia sounds
like.
I'm
gonna let you keep doing that. So here's where it started. We were at 10, and then just a couple of weeks later, someone named Legendary did it 241 times.
There you go.
Wow. So that's a
legendary.
Lot. I would almost throw up. And then one day later, 260 times. So this was hot. Around 2011. Now it's been broken 812 times, bending up and down with two eggs in your pocket, waiting for them to break. And they did not break until that 813th time.
You know what? They actually didn't break. I just watched the end of the video. He just got way too tired.
Okay.
In fact, he can barely walk.
It was 22 minutes of this. Wow.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of strain.
I mean, doesn't it really depend on what your pants are made of and whether or not this?
Yeah, it depends breaks. On how far your gut hangs over your pants.
Yeah.
I just like that one of the related records here is fastest time to eat a fried egg sandwich by an adult.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes, 49 seconds.
That's how long the video is. I don't think that's how long it took.
44 seconds. Wow. Now, hey, we're not talking about that one. We are not talking about
this
that one.
This one with the eggs in the pockets. The fact that here. Oh, no, hold on. I scrolled up. The picture is of a child. That's not Pavel. That's a child in the background.
Yeah, I know the picture. That. I know that.
Oh, I thought it was like a full grown human.
No.
I thought it was pretty good. This one. The fact that the eggs did not break and that he's just tired after 812 bendings. No one will ever break this record. No one will ever, ever break it. He might break it himself, but no one else will break this.
So there you go. That is today's Monday.
He should.
What are you trying to do? I'm trying to wrap it up.
He should spin the clothes hangers on his fingers while bending up and down.
Nope, that's a completely different record. That wasn't funny enough for me to wait for it. So I'm going to move us on. Here we go, Kenny. It's time for our daily segment. A game we haven't played in a while. Can you guess what it is?
Let's play some audio Pictionary.
Draw. There you go. It's a little quiet. It's fine. It's good. It's fine. What are we doing?
We're playing audio Pictionary, Kyle.
How does this game work for the new listener people who have not played this game before?
I know. It's been a while. It's been like a month.
Oh,
wait.
Hold on. Do I have that one? Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay, good.
I don't know what you're having in your mouth there.
A pen. I have a pen.
Oh, you have a pen in your mouth. Okay. So this is, I'm going to describe a fairly well-known picture from the internet or from real life, I guess, because the internet isn't real life. I'm going to describe the picture in pretty vague terms. And Kyle's job is to draw the details that I am giving him. Now, you can draw at home if you'd like and follow the details that I'm giving. And then you may also send in your drawing, your your audio Pictionary drawing to our Twitter. You can email it. You can just show your friends and they can laugh at you. But we won't laugh. We won't judge because Kyle's will always be the worst.
Absolutely.
No matter what. Nope. Because Kyle does it live and he has no... in fact, I usually laugh the instant I see it.
Yeah.
There's more snapping.
Oh, that's right. I have to be ready to send this to you. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Now, we're going to start here. It is in portrait mode. We are not doing landscape. We are in portrait. So are you ready to go, Kyle?
I am.
All right. Starting off, I'm going to say that a good portion of the middle of the picture is taken up by...
Oh, my.
Harry. What?
I just uncapped the marker and the entire studio filled with marker fumes.
Marker fumes.
Sorry. Okay, go. Okay. Middle's filled with, what'd you say?
A hairy monster.
Oh, boy. Is that a euphemism or what am I supposed to draw? Just a monster?
He's actually wearing a suit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hairy monster with a suit. So let me know when you're close to that. I was throwing a title suggestion into the chat room. When Kyle yelled, he screamed marker fumes. It was pretty good. So anyway, next, the to the left of the monster is, let's say, a young woman in a dress.
The monster's left?
The monster, no.
My left.
Of, yes. The only left that matters.
Okay.
All right, so you got the woman in the dress?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They're holding hands. The monster and the woman.
Okay.
Now, below them, at the bottom of the picture, is it's a guy whose head and his hands are on fire.
Oh, okay.
But he's smiling about it. So, like, his hands are on fire and the top of his head is on fire, but he's like, ah, that's great. Next to him is just another guy with a really thin mustache.
What side?
They're on the right side. And then on the left side, it's a woman's head, just her head, no body, just her head, and she has a really big nose. And then next to her is a child's head, just the head, with a big nose. And then I'm going to say at the top of this picture, just to like finish it off, they're in some sort of hall of arches and windows. And that's it.
Okay.
And if you want, the monster has horns.
Ooh, all right.
If you want to add that detail. So let me know when you got that all done, and then you can look at the picture in our notes, and I'll post that in the chat room, and yeah.
All right.
So, well, before we end here, Kyle, do you have any ideas of what it might be?
Okay, horns, fire, Monsters Incorporated.
No.
Ah! I was thinking horns and fuzzy holding the hand.
Now, you should totally send that picture to me.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to think of the best way to do this. All right, here we go.
Take a photo. Picture.
No, I have a scanner too. I feel like I could scan it.
Scan it for later, but take a picture and send it to me now.
Okay, let me automatically fix it. Save. All right. You know, I just drawing with a marker feels pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Able to just kind of slide.
Is it like a calligraphy marker?
No.
Where it has a nice soft tip?
Mm-hmm. No, this is just a... I'm sending it to you. There you go.
That's pretty good.
How close is... Can I open it now?
Your monster's hilarious.
Can I open it now?
Yeah, you can open it now.
All right, loading. Oh, wait a second. It's should I say what it is, or should we leave it?
You can say what it is.
Okay. If you are not done drawing, please wrap it up, or skip the next 30 seconds.
Here.
Or pausing here, if you'd like to do that.
Pausing.
It is Disney's classic Beauty and the Beast. So the two people on the left are teapots. Which, okay, got it.
I like. They're holding hands, so the girl's arm. Well, it breaks all conventions of human anatomy.
It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's good.
It's like he's holding her tail. You got the top of the picture, though. That was like exactly right.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Well,
because I have really good describing skills.
You do, in fact. Yes, this is typically how it works. I'm close enough, good enough.
That's right. Yeah, I like the dude on fire. That's perfect.
Yeah, you're right. Like handles for hands. Yeah. You can find both my image that I have drawn and also the image that Kenny was describing over in the show notes. Of course, they are over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. You can also just go to that homepage and click around and find some other great shows. Also on the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to send in your drawings to us, you can do so either through email if you don't want to publicly shame yourself, as I typically do, Kyle@goodstuff.fm, or of course just straight on Twitter. Morning Show AM is the show, and then Kenny is Pizza Robotics. I am Kyle Roderick. Send it really anywhere you'd like. If you're not following all three of those, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
If you would, though, if nothing, in fact, is wrong with you, if you're, you know, a very nice person, if you've been listening for a little while and enjoying this ultimately free content in your brain holes, please, would you please go over to iTunes, leave a review. 5 stars, preferably. And leave a quick review. It's fine if you don't want to write a review. It's fine. You can write it in the extraterrestrial language if you'd like. That's fine. I don't really care what you say. At all. At this point. I mean, we're still going to just keep doing what we're doing.
That's right.
We're also going to keep doing what we do on Wednesday.
Wednesday!
So we'll see you then. Until then, goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Bye.